Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke, with you for the next 60 minutes and about 14 tracks of music from here and there. This is show number 216, another set of winter rambles, the seventh of a series of nine, and we're starting off with the Outside Track Quartet. I'll tell you a bit more about them in a moment. This is a track that's called Drilling, which is really a series of tunes. Glad you could join me. Hope you enjoy it. Back to the Outside Track. The Outside Track. There are five of them, not four, as I said earlier on. Sorry about that. And that was a set of tunes, Shuffle, The Drilling Reel, and I Write, as they say, an Irish tune, a Cape Breton tune, and a Scottish tune, all walked into a bar. Outside Track is a pan-Celtic group that performs Scots, Irish, and Cape Breton songs and step dances. They won Best Group at the 2012 Live Ireland Music Award and nominated for the 2013 MG Albug Scots Traditional Music Award, German Radio Critics Prize, and many others. They've got six CDs out. Three of them hail from Scotland, one from Ireland, and one from Cape Breton. And so they have fiddle, accordion, harp, guitar, flute, whistle, step dance. It includes Mary Rankin of Mabou, Cape Breton, of the Rankin family, the person from Cape Breton. They do some lovely stuff. That's from a CD called Light Up the Dark. And you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Next up, we have the Blind Boys of Alabama. I've played them a number of times. They've been singing together for 70 years. Don't have to say much about them. They sort of transcend the barriers of race and genre to become one of the most celebrated groups in modern music. They rose to fame in the segregated South with their vocal harmonies. They released their debut single, I Can See Everybody's Mother But Mine, in 1948. This is something called Nobody's Fault But Mine from their CD, Spirit of the Century, the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Mm-hmm. nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, it's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Well, now I got a Bible I can read. I got a Bible I can read. If I fail to read it and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, my mother, she taught me how to pray. Mother, she taught me how to pray. If I fail to pray and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. A song I can sing. I got a song I can sing. If I fail to sing it and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, it's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine.
Thank you.
they could go on for a while, because that is Jerry Garcia and Merle Saunders. You notice they had like one verse there, and then they just started jamming. Jerome John Garcia, or Jerry Garcia, was an American guitar player, singer and songwriter, best known for being a principal songwriter and the lead guitarist and the vocalist with the Grateful Dead, and formed with them for their entire 30-year career, 65 to 95. But he also, and he was well known basically for his ability to sustain very long improvisations with the Grateful Dead. But he also did a number of other side projects, including the Saunders Garcia Band, which is what we just heard from longtime friend Merle Saunders. And they got together. There's also the Jerry Garcia Band, Olden in the Way, the Garcia Grisman and Garcia Khan, acoustic duos, Legion of Mary, New Riders of the Purple Sage, you know, went on and on. It wasn't just the Grateful Dead. Merle Saunders was an American multi-genre musician. He played piano and keyboards. He favored the Hammond B3 console organ, as you heard there. He was born in San Mateo, California. Singer Johnny Mathis was in his teenage band. Began collaborating with Jerry Garcia in the 1970s, and they did 150 or so shows together in the early 70s. He sat in with the Grateful Dead, and they did three albums together. And Saunders recalls that those first gigs were pretty loose and free-flowing. Garcia claims that during this time, Merle taught him what it was to play straight music, closer to the standards and more rooted in tradition. And Jerry says he received his musical education in a large part from Merle Saunders. So there they are, playing together one of their CDs. It was called After Midnight, of course. And Jerry Garcia and Merle Saunders. Before that, we heard the Blind Boys of Alabama. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 216, a set of winter rambles. You could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9, Bell Island, Newfoundland, and throughout Conception Bay South. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have a group from France, Amélie Le Crayon. It's a French singer-songwriter. Actually, it's a person, but pulls together other musicians with her. Sort of an emphasis on theatricality and humor in her performances and that of her group. She started in 2001 in bars and cafes in Lyon, in France, as a solo piano singer. And in 2003, she put her first real band together, played throughout France and Switzerland. It's a very ambitious theatrical show that she created then, and they started going into 2004, introducing what she called the magical piano. So this is a stage piece. It opens itself up. It grows flowers in the inside. There's kind of funny special effects and the astonishing contact, though, that Amélie creates with her audience really works. And came to Canada with that show, made a DVD, which you really have to see the DVDs to understand the show. She tends to do these grand theatrical and musical pieces on tour, do a DVD, then retreat for a couple of years, writing and recharging and getting ready for the next one. She's currently waiting for COVID to stop or slow down so that she can tour once again. This is Amélie Le Crayon and Ta Petite Flamme.
Il y a quelque chose de la vie dans tes yeux qui rient. Il y a cette petite flamme qui crie, qui brûle et qui brille. Juste un regard pour comprendre que c'est dans tes yeux que je me sens le mieux. Juste un sourire pour te dire que j'ai besoin de toi, reste et regarde-moi. Il y a quelque chose du bonheur dans ta voix qui vibre. La réponse de mon cœur, c'est qu'il se sent libre. Libre d'être moi quand tu me serres dans tes bras. Libre de vivre un amour qui m'apprend tous les jours. Quand je suis loin, je pense à toi, à ta petite flamme, à tes yeux, et je me sens mieux. Quand je suis loin, je pense à toi, à ta petite flamme, à tes yeux, et je me sens deux. Thank you. Une petite étincelle pour bien plus qu'un soir. Est-ce que tu veux me donner ta main pour tout le temps qu'on sera bien? Est-ce que tu veux partager mon chemin? Moi je dis oui pour le tien.
Set of tunes there from Caitlin McGowan. She's a concertina player and performer, teacher, composer, and dancer from Ireland. She toured for years as a dancer with Riverdance. She's won 3 All-Time Ireland Concertina Championships, a regular performer at festivals and concert halls over the last 15 years or so. She was raised in a county Meath, in a house full of music. And she studied music also at the University of College Cork. And this is from her debut album called Caitlin, which received Top Irish Traditional Album of 2012 by the Wall Street Journal. I didn't know they reviewed Irish music in the Wall Street Journal. I gotta get my subscription renewed there. She lives in the Donegal Gaeltacht region, and she runs IrishConcertinaLessons.com, which is a complete online resource for concertina learning. Currently has hundreds of subscribers in 32 countries. So if you want to learn, just look her up, Caitlin McGowan. And, well, to look up irishconcertinalessons.com. That was the Rookery, Joe Cooley's Morning Dew, and the Edenberry Reel. Before that, we heard from Emily Le Crayon and Ta Petite Flamme. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 216. We're doing a set of winter rambles. If you want to listen to shows from the past, just go to rbbmusic.ca. And there's, 150 of them there or something. Whatever. I haven't looked at it lately. I keep putting the new ones on without seeing how many there are there now. Next up, we have the Young'uns, English folk group from Stockton, County Durham in England. They won the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards for Best Group in 2015 and 2016. And Best Album in 2018. They specialize in singing unaccompanied, and they perform some traditional shanties, but also contemporary songs, original works of great social import, for sure. The three members met as teenagers, and they encountered folk music as underage drinkers in a local pub. They enjoyed the music and returned to the Stockton Folk Club, where one day somebody said, "Let's hear a song from the Young'uns," meaning those three guys there. And they sang this one verse they knew from a sea shanty, and that's where the band's name came from, the Young'uns. They've got 7 releases out now. Live shows are renowned for sort of roller coaster rides with heart on the sleeve storytelling and wonderful lyrics and relentless repartee. And this is something that on some of their material, it says, "Born from empathy, crafted with care, fired by hope, and shared with joy." I love that, you know. And another quote that came maybe from The Guardian or something, that they were a heartfelt secular hymnary for these troubled times. And a rallying call for humanity. They do lovely stuff. This is from their CD called Strangers. And this is a song called A Place Called England. This is the Young'uns.
I rode out on a bright May morning like a hero in a song, looking for a place called England, trying to find where I belong. Couldn't find the old flood meadow or the house that I once knew, no trace of the little river or the garden where I grew. I saw town and I saw country, motorway and sink estate. Rich man in his rolling acres, poor man still outside the gate. Retail park and Burger Kingdom, prairie fields and factory farm, run by men who think that England's just a place to park their car. But as the train pulled from the station through the wastelands of despair, from the corner of my eye a brightness filled the filthy air. Someone's grown a patch of sunflowers, though the soil is sooty black. Marigolds and a few tomatoes right beside the railway track. Down behind the terraced houses, in between the concrete towers, compost heaps and scarlet runners, secret gardens full of flowers. Meter growers and scented roses right beneath the big jet's path. Bit of fortune for a garden, Eileen turns away and laughs. So rise up, George, and wake up, Arthur, time to rouse out from your sleep. Deck the horse with sea-green ribbons, drag the old sword from the deep. Hold the line for Dave and Daniel as they tunnel through the clay, while the oak in all its glory soaks up sun for one more day. And come all you at home with freedom, whatever the land that gave you birth, there's room for you, both root and branch, as long as you love English earth. Room for vole and room for orchid, room for all to grow and thrive. Just less room for the rich landowner, he can stay in the Virgin Isles. For England is not flag or empire, it's not money, it's not blood. It's limestone gorge and granite fell, it's wheels and clay and seven mud. Blackbird singing from the may tree, lark ascending through the scales, robin watching from your spade and English earth beneath your nails. So here's two cheers for a place called England, sore abused but not yet dead. A Mr. Harding sort of England, hanging in there by a thread. Here's two cheers for the crazy diggers, now their hour shall come around. We shall plant the seed they saved us, Commonwealth and common ground.
A dream you had, a vision in the night. The open road is calling you and telling you to go. Well, what about this love we have? Don't tell me that we're through. trees sing a mournful song. Bring back the summer sun, tell me that I'm still the one. Hold me like you did, don't walk away. Trees sing a mournful song. Bring back the summer sun. Tell me that I'm still the one. Hold me like you did. Don't walk away. Trees sing a mournful song. Bring back the summer sun. Tell me that I'm still the one. Hold me like you did. Don't walk away.
Called the Sweet Lowdown. They draw inspiration from folk and bluegrass and roots, as well as the natural environment of Victoria on Vancouver Island, where they hailed from. Only one of the three is from Victoria, though, originally. The other two from Germany and the U.S. Vocals, guitar, fiddle, mandolin, they were drawn together by this mutual passion for old-time music and hard-driving bluegrass and sweet harmonies and well-wrought songs like that one. They did a fair bit of touring in mostly North America in the early 2010s and some recording, including this CD is called The Sweet Lowdown, and that track called Don't Walk Away. Before that, we heard from the Young'uns. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show 216. Not quite 2016 yet, but you could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly Caper Radio, CJBU 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Next up, we have a duo, John Roberts and Tony Barand, a musical duo. They were formed in 1969 while they were graduate students in psychology at Cornell. And a lot of the repertoire is traditional English music, but they have also recorded, the sea shanties, seasonal songs, and great projects. They're part of Noel Sing with Clear, which I always play around Christmas time. They've performed widely at major festivals and clubs and coffee houses throughout the U.S. and Canada and their native Britain. And they have their songs are sort of punctuated with great tales and monologues and dances and tunes and so on, at the sort of the vitality of the English folk tradition. They've both been active, in the folk dance arena as well, Morris and clog dancing, for some years, and both still worked in academia and associated areas. They were asked to put together a CD of the music of Rudyard Kipling. Alas, Tony Brown died just a few weeks back, early 2022. Very sad. There was such a wonderful wealth of material that they did. They lived in the New England area of the United States. So the least they can do is play a track from this CD. And this is called The Ford or Kabul River. This is some Rudyard Kipling material done by the late Tony Brown and John Roberts.
Kabul towns, be Kabul river, blowing the trumpet, draw the sword.
There I left me mate forever, wet and dripping,
by the Ford, 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 the Kabul river, Ford, the Kabul river, in the dark.
There's the river up and brimming, and there's half a squadron swimming
across the Ford, the Kabul river, in the dark.
Kabul town's a blasted place.
Blow the trumpet, draw the sword.
Struth a shot, forget his face. Wet and dripping
by the ford, ford, ford.
the Cabo River, for the Cabo River in the dark.
Keep the crossing stakes beside you, and they will surely guide you
across the Ford the Cabo River in the dark.
Cabo Town is sun and dust,
blow the trumpet, draw the sword,
and as soon a drowned first, instead of him
beside the Ford, 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 Ford the Cabo River. For the Cabo River in the dark.
You can hear the horses threshing, you can hear the men a splashing,
cross the Ford the Cabo River in the dark.
Cabo Town was ours to take,
blow the trumpet, draw the sword,
and I left it for his sake, him that left me
by the Ford, Ford, Ford. For the Cabo River, for the Cabo River in the dark.
It's none so blooming dry there, ain't you ever coming nigh there,
cross the Ford the Cabo River in the dark.
Cabo Town will go to hell,
blow the trumpet, draw the sword,
for I see him live and well, him the best
beside the Ford, 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 the Cabo River, Ford, the Cabo River in the dark.
God help them if they blunder, for their boots will pull them under,
by the Ford, the Cabo River in the dark.
Turn your horse from Cabo Town, blow the trumpet, draw the sword, him and half me troop is down, down and drowned
by the Ford, 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 the Cabo River, Ford, the Cabo River in the dark.
There's the river low and falling, but it ain't no use a calling.
Cross the Ford, the Cabo River in the dark.
Vince Collins. He was born in St. Anne's, Placentia Bay, Newfoundland, into a typical outport family. His mother, Bridget, managed the household, raised 12 children. His dad, Jim, fished and hunted and worked building schooners. And both Bridget and Jim, his mom and dad, were accordion players. So the die was truly cast. In fact, all the dozen kids learned how to play the accordion. There you go. The family that plays accordion together stays together, that's for sure. Vince went fishing with his father, spent his working life in a variety of resource-based jobs, and he bought his very first accordion of his own at O'Brien's Music Store in 1956. And glad to say O'Brien's is still there on Water Street today. He played it all the way back home aboard the Newfy Bullet, that grand old Newfoundland Railroad legend. He played that accordion for over 50 years. It was a good investment for sure. Had an extensive repertoire of singles and doubles and steptunes and waltzes. In 2002, he realized a lifelong dream, and he recorded his first compact disc. And that's where this was from. Lifting Out the Stove, it's called. That was a tune called Haul Up Your Petticoat. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 216 and a set of winter rambles. We go from, well, from Newfoundland to way over in Africa. So this is Winyo, W-I-N-Y-O. He was born in Shipton, Onyango. He adopted his name, which is a Luo word for a bird, Winyo. Luo, a tribe from the Lake Victoria region of western Kenya. His voice has been likened to that of a singing bird, which is why he chose that name. His musical style is some traditional Luo melodies and some witty storylines, Afrofusion, some jazz, and so on. He was shortlisted as one of the finalists in the Radio France International Discoveries in 2010. It kind of helped to jumpstart an international career. He's a composer and a songwriter. He's penned songs for many chart-topping artists in Kenya. He's also a professional photographer. He's an actor. He's a TV producer. And this is from his debut CD as a solo artist. It's called Benga Blues. It was launched in 2013. This is something called Odongo. This is Winyo.
Bile bile, sikamani. Oh, 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 oh. Wimbove, 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 Wimbove,
is very angry this time. No more jungle, no more savannah. The lion is very angry this time. No more jungle, the lion's decided never to sleep anymore. No more jungles, the lion's decided never to sleep anymore.
Wimbove,
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 out of South Africa. They've become one of the finest Mbube vocal groups there. Mbube is translated as lion, music that's sung powerfully and loudly. But Amarayani is also strongly influenced by the Iskatamaya style, but they added plenty of township vibes there as well as some strong gospel influences. Iskatamaya is derived from a Zulu verb, katama, which means treading softly, and that style of singing evolved from migrant gold mine workers and so on. So it's basically, they sing like a lion treading softly, I suppose. That's one way to think about it. All the closely knit members of the band fully understand and appreciate their important roles as singers in a nation that tends to sing about almost anything that happens or has happened to its people. A very important kind of tradition. Before that, we heard from Awinyo, who is a Kenyan singer, and a track there called Odongo. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 216. You could be listening on Cape May Radios at WCFA 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey, or possibly on Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX in London, Ontario, or good old Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador, and throughout the Bay of Islands. Well, next up we have the Dardanelles. They're a folk tribe band from Newfoundland and Labrador led by vocalists and guitarists Tom Power and Matthew Byrne. And they also have Emilia Bertellis on fiddle and Aaron Collis on accordion and Rich Kloss on percussion. They were formed in 2005. After years of packing bars in their hometown of St. John's, they quickly became a favorite of the Canadian festival circuit and beyond. They've got three releases, 2009, 2011, 2020, all with award nominations. They're a fun live band. Certainly enjoy the music and the camaraderie of each other, the chance to entertain. They have total confidence in their material. So the jigs and the reels and the stories and the traditions of Newfoundland and Labrador. Here's a set of tunes, Father's Jig, Who Stole the Miner's Hat, and Banker Tune Number 2. Now, if you're a banker and you're thinking, oh, great, they've written a fiddle tune for me, it's not for you. Not a, you know, a financial capitalist kind of banker. That's for the sailing ship, of course. This is the Dardanelles. CD called In the Spring, That's the Time, that's the Dardanelles, Father's Jig, Who Stole the Miner's Hat, and Banker Tune Number 2, number of tracks left, yeah, two, I think. Next up we have Joel Saunier, and he's an American singer-songwriter, accordionist, performs country and Cajun music. He was born to French-speaking sharecroppers in Rain, Louisiana. Began to play his brother's accordion at three. By 6, he had performed it on the radio, and at 11, he did his first recordings. The rest is history, as they say, or it's the story of a career in Cajun music. For a while in the late 70s and 80s, he gave up the idea of a country career, and he focused specifically on Cajun music, recording with Rounder. In the 80s, he got to open for people like Merle Haggard and gave country another try, but he had more luck as a session musician than a solo performer or band leader in country. So he returned to Cajun again in the late 90s, collaborated with folks like Michael Doucette of Beausoleil, and he's got a few Grammy nominations that followed, and won a Grammy for the Best Regional Roots Music Album in 2015. He just kind of gave up on country music, but that's okay, Joel, because his Cajun is grand. This is from his CD, Cajun Music. One of his comebacks. This is Evangeline Special.
Il a mouillé tout le dos, ça n'allait à joindre un nom. Oh, petite fille, d'après toi, tout partout. Ton papa a pris son nez, ouais, me joigne à la maison. Hey, yeah, oui, la fini vous dirige. Oui, de monter mes départements, il connaît la vie, my friend. Moi je connais, moi j'apprends et tu restes la parole, vous ne partez. Hey, aïe, si tu m'aimes, blâme pas. Si les autres t'apprennent, donnez les conseils, écoute-les pas.
Smooth transition from Cajun music to some Cape Breton fiddle tunes. Didn't go unnoticed, probably, but this is Brenda Stubbert, Cape Breton fiddler and composer from Port Oconee in Nova Scotia. She began step dancing and playing the piano at 5 and playing the fiddle at 8. And she did a lot of piano playing before. She's known as a fiddler, but loves to back fiddlers up on the piano as well. This is from a solo CD, Music All Around, while she has some friends on it as well. And this is a set of tunes called the New Cape Breton Jigs. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you've enjoyed the journeys. And we'll be back again next week on Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Ipke, and with you every week, do take care of each other, okay? That's important. And happy trails. Back to Cape Breton.